This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are some things about this pandemic that make total sense. Like, we need to test a lot and keep your distance, wash your hands, wear a mask as appropriate. Among the things that are less clear, what it takes to be an essential business, because it can be hard to tell. Pharmacies and grocery stores? Obviously, yeah. Drapery companies, though, or bicycle shops? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab checked in with some essential businesses about what they have learned while staying open.
Bob McNichols is happy the golf course where he works is considered essential. He still has a job, but he's not so thrilled about the word essential.
I regret in a way that the category itself was named essential businesses. And I understand that hospitals and other facilities are essential in a way that golf is not.
McNichols manages Longbow Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. He says, look, he gets it. Of course people can live without golf, but it doesn't mean they should. And players have been coming.
You play against yourself and you play against the course, and you might be playing with other people, but there's no need for physical contact.
Not all golf courses are open. In mid-March, the Department of Homeland Security outlined essential businesses, including industries like agriculture, construction, and energy. But ultimately, it's up to states and cities to decide.
Muddled and confused is how I would describe the reaction from small businesses.
Elizabeth Melito at the National Federation of Independent Business has spent the last month on the phone with business owners going over state mandates. She says some are written in clumsy legal jargon, and the reasoning behind a lot of the designations just doesn't make sense.
Why outdoor construction but not outdoor landscaping? That has added to the confusion and frustration.
Melito says the rules are only going to get more confusing as states restart their economies, because there won't be a mass reopening. It'll be a trickle. And local governments are, again, going to pick who can reopen and who can rehire workers.
There's a way, you know, to do it thoughtfully and safely, but we do need to plan to start reopening.
For those that can open, it won't be business as usual. So what will it look like? Jesse Jacobson owns Tonkadale Greenhouse in Minnetonka, Minnesota.
It's a lot of no's.
No bathrooms, no shopping in groups, no more of that free, buttery popcorn the customers love.
You know, it's just opposite to what customer service is.
Because she could stay open, Jacobson was able to keep her staff on payroll. And her business is down just a bit. But the real test is coming. 40% of the store's sales happen in May.
All of our spring product is usually timed to be ready for Mother's Day, kind of what I like to call the big show.
Of course, lots of industries have their own versions of the big show in spring and summer. Whether they're able to take the stage, that's up to their local government. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.